This is 91.1 WEDM, and you're listening to the Inside the Huddle podcast.
91.1 WEDM, welcome to this installment of Inside the Huddle. I'm Kyle Nichols. I'm sitting down with a member of the varsity softball team here at Warren Central, Miss Reagan Cawthorn. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So, season's underway. How are you guys currently doing? What's the record looking like?
We're doing pretty good. We're taking the game, each game, one step at a time. Right now, we just want the best for us. And yeah.
What's the current record?
I think it's like,
it's only like one loss, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
Comparatively to other sports that involve bats and balls. But moving on, obviously you guys did a lot of preseason workouts.
Yes.
You guys are over in the field house a lot, over on your field some of the time. What went on in the preseason?
We did a lot of hitting, and then we did some defensive stuff, and then we also took an hour of pitching lessons and catching.
So, you know, you talked about hitting and defensive stuff. What specifically did you do? Like, what specific drills did you guys do in hitting and defense?
We did a lot of tee work, and we also did a lot of soft talk. And we also did some live hitting, too.
Okay. What was on the defensive side? What did you guys do?
We did a lot of first and third situations. And we also did, we also had communication drills, too.
Okay. For those of you that don't know, first and third means there's a runner on first and a runner on third. Don't know if you guys knew that or not, but, you know, that just is what it is. So, obviously, preseason is where people get better. It's, where the team kind of grows as a whole, grows closer together. What kind of progress, you know, did you personally make, and what kind of progress did the team as a whole make?
With me personally, I'm a pitcher, so I've been doing a lot of pitching lessons with Norwood and just working on the pitch and different pitches. Now I have, in total, I have 4 pitches. And as a team, we've done a lot of defense also.
So were those the biggest areas that, you know, the team improved and you improved?
Yes.
Okay. And then, how did you, you know, moving into more of the regular season, how did you imagine that this season was going to go?
I saw this season as like an opportunity, as a growing season. Whoa. and like having the seniors be like leadership, like being our leaders and stuff and like that.
So, you know, did you expect it to be so far only one loss. Did you expect it to be like that, or did you expect it to kind of be a shaky year, because you did say it was going to be a growing year?
I could see it as a shaky year, but we're going out strong.
And what do you feel is the biggest reason you guys are going out strong like that? Because I know a lot of teams, football knew they were going to come out strong this year. Basketball thought they were going to do pretty well, which they did. You know, what was the main reason that you guys feel like you guys have come out the way you have?
That sectional, like getting passed through the first round of sectionals gave us a lot of confidence, and we're using that confidence in every game to play the best that
and
we can.
How does this year compare to last year? Because I know last year there was a lot of hype around you guys. You had some pretty good players. Shelby Stotts, who's now graduated, she's doing pretty good over at Marion University. But what has been the difference, or some stuff that's gotten better from last year to this year that's made you guys come out how you have?
We still have the confidence in us, and we have the leadership with all the seniors.
And then how does, you know, the way that the season's actually gone compared to how you imagined it going?
The season's going pretty good. I saw myself, like, I did see myself as a swing player playing both JV and varsity, and I'm doing pretty good, like.
Are you playing both JV and
yes,
varsity? What are you mainly playing out of those two?
JV.
I mean, you are only a sophomore.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of expected underclass. How do you feel the team is doing, you know, as a whole, Collectively, obviously, only one loss. So you guys are doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
But, you know, getting into all the little details and stuff, defensive work, offensive work, how do you feel that you guys are doing?
We just need to work on our attitudes. Like, just let one, we can't let one bad play get to our heads. We got to let it, we got to clear it and
keep going.
Keep going, right.
So, you know, what are some of those things, you know, you said attitude check. That can be a little bit of a problem for a team. Mental errors, that can be a problem mm-hmm. too. What is, you know, the biggest thing that you feel fundamentally that you guys need to work on, like hitting, fielding, making plays, stuff like that?
We need to work on some defense. We need to work on small ball, bunting, bunt coverage, and that stuff.
So, you know, moving forward, I'm assuming, I think you guys have one of the tougher schedules mm-hmm. in the MIC. Who's been the hardest opponent you guys have faced so far, and who's going to be the hardest one that you face all year?
I think Center Grove was the hardest, you know, Center Grove. And then I think they're going to be like the hardest.
Of all year?
All year.
Harder than, you know, Cathedral and...
And Cathedral and that stuff too.
Is Cathedral normally pretty good? Because I know they're
pretty good.
They're really good in baseball. But
they're pretty good.
Softball and baseball are two totally different things. So, moving on, sectionals aren't that far away, are they?
I mean, we still have...
There's a few weeks.
There's like,
but it's coming up.
It's
quick.
Coming up.
How do you think you guys are going to fare in the sectional play?
We're just going to take it one game at a time, like we did last year. We're just trying to let the seniors play and have a fun time their last year.
Right. And then were you guys knocked out by Cathedral last year?
Yes.
So is there, you know, like a vengeance coming back into sectionals this year, hoping to get Cathedral, you know, maybe in the first round or get him again in the second round and turn around and do the same to them?
We want to do that, and we hope we succeed in that.
That's going to be a big deal. So what is your, you know, everyone goes through some people have pregame rituals. What is your personal, what do you like to do before games to get yourself hyped up and ready to go?
I listen to a lot of music. I listen to a lot of bangers. I just do me.
What's the, what's going through the headphones? You said you listen to a lot of bangers. What's going through there?
The Baby, a lot of NBA.
You're going through a lot of the new stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Hyped up. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to sit down with me and do this. Make sure you guys stay tuned in. We do have a couple more interviews coming up here just in a few moments. You're listening to Inside the Huddle Podcast on 91.1 WEDM.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome to another edition of the Inside the Huddle Podcast. I am Jameson, and I am here with...
Ariana Wagner.
Hello, Ariana. So my first question for you today is, what's your position, and how does it affect the game of softball?
I'm a catcher, so I hold the whole infield and outfield together, and I direct the whole team. So without me, there is no softball team, and it's a mess.
So what made you join softball?
I joined softball because I've been playing for almost 7 years, and it's a part of my life at this point, and I feel empty if I not play.
How has softball impacted you as a person?
It's made me more patient with myself and others, because on the field people have to listen to you, and if you're not loud enough they won't hear you and they'll throw the whole game off. So it's made me a more patient person and sort of respectable.
How do you prepare for a softball game?
The night before a game I sleep more and eat less, and then in the morning I eat a breakfast for once, and during the day I try to focus on myself and what I need to do throughout the game.
So can you explain to me the different type of, not necessarily jobs, but players required to have a successful softball team?
To have a successful softball team, we need 8 or 9 players. And there's a catcher, a pitcher, first base, second base, third base, shortstop, left, right, and center fielder. And without the outfielders, that's a lot of running, so nobody wants to do that. So we have people out there standing, just getting the ball, catching balls, making plays. And shortstop, most of the balls go over there. So without a shortstop, that's just a big hole in the infield to give away more runs and lose in games. And first base catches all the balls. to get to the next inning. Second base is there for like kind of a backup first base or backup shortstop. And just the whole filler. A pitcher is the most important person in the game because without a pitcher, there is no softball. And catcher is there to receive the pitches. And without pitches and catches, there is no direct in the game, no director. It's like an orchestra without a conductor.
So from what you're saying, you believe that maybe the pitcher position is one of the more difficult positions, or?
Yes. Nobody can pitch unless you take lessons. And lessons are a lot of money. And you have to be good to be a successful team. Like, there's no, you can't have a bad pitcher and be a successful team, because without a good pitcher, that's a bad season.
Do you feel as if the softball team you're currently on right now is a well-put-together team, or?
I mean, it's kind of in the middle because we have not as much people on the team as we did last year that are experienced. So there's, like, a lot of newcomers for this year that are just playing positions that they never played and kind of jeopardizing the game. But it's okay because that's how the game is set up for failure.
So how do you feel that the older players that's been there for a while can help the new incoming players or the players now, you know, help them get into a rhythm that can help the team be more successful?
The older players have to encourage the newer players to actually want to play and not put them down and pick them up, because softball is not that easy for people to just be tearing people down. If you miss the play, next play, just think next play, always next play, because one play, one bad play does not equal a bad game. And older players can also just be there to guide through the newer players and the younger players, because for freshmen, they're terrified of softball because it's always something about high school softball, this, that, scholarships, and they're worried about the wrong things. So they're kind of there to ease their mind.
I'm not too sure how the scholarship process works, because I know for baseball, it's like they give like half scholarships, unlike other sports. Is it the same way for softball?
Yeah, it's the same. You can't start scouting until, you can't talk to the coach until like junior year, in like September. So if you talk to a seasonal coach, like for not school, during the school season, that's a penalty. You cannot play during that whole season.
Well, speaking of the recruitment process, you breezed on it a little bit. Have you got into that yet?
I have not, because I am an underclassman, and that's kind of not for me right now. I have to wait till next year.
Right. Is there, are you planning on playing softball at the next level?
Yes, I'm planning to go to Florida State for softball for like a year, and maybe I'll keep going. It just depends all on how my life is going on right now.
All right, well, thank you for speaking with me this week. This is the Inside the Huddle podcast on 91.1 WEDM.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of our podcast, Inside the Huddle. You can find more episodes on iTunes or on our website, WEDMFM.com.